Good day, Mike Powers. This is your KWIN local news. Authorities in Marion County investigating after a body was found yesterday. Officials say the body was discovered around noon on Trussell Road in Mont Eagle. Multiple agencies, including the Sheriff's Department and Mont Eagle Police, responded and remained on the scene for several hours. Officials say the case remains an active investigation. No other details have been released. In Dade County, the Board of Education meets on Monday the 23rd at 5 p.m. to discuss a full agenda. During the superintendent's report, the board will recognize the March Character Award winner, along with star student Ellie Burick and a star teacher Dr. Doug Baylor. The board will also honor Chloe Ballard for artwork displayed at the state capitol and recognize Fine Arts in Our Schools Month. Now, board members will receive a financial and funding update. Items on the consent agenda include monthly financial reports, approval of an exemplary board application, the purchase of a graduation stage, policy approval, and technology updates. The meeting will also include public input, followed by an executive session and a personnel report. In DeKalb County, Alabama, a wanted felon is in custody after a high-speed chase that happened back on Tuesday. Authorities say 52-year-old Jason Lynn Souter of Cedartown, Georgia, led officers on a pursuit that reached speeds of up to 100 miles an hour before fleeing on foot and being captured. Investigators say they found methamphetamine, fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, and a stolen handgun inside the vehicle. Souter faces multiple charges. The investigation is ongoing. In Jackson County, the Board of Education there honored two state championship basketball teams. The North Sand Mountain Lady Bison captured their first ever Class 2A state title, with Caden Reyes named tournament MVP. The Section Lions boys team also won the Class 2A championship, led by Brody Overdeer. Officials say this marks the first time in county history that two teams have won state titles in the same year. The back half of the weekend is for the sports fans in the area here on KWIN. You can catch the Atlanta Braves spring training baseball game as the Braves take on the Minnesota Twins. 12:55 airtime, first pitch at 1:05 Eastern on Sunday afternoon. Then right after that, we'll head to Darlington for the NASCAR Cup Series Goodyear 400. Coverage starting right after the Braves game or 3 p.m., whichever comes first. You can listen to that on 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, 1420 AM, or stream it on the KWIN app absolutely free. That's your KWIN local news update. Stay up to date at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. We play the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.